This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. After a long and hot and very dry summer, farmers in the Midwest have had a not-so-bad fall so far. The remnants of Hurricane Isaac back at the end of August brought them some rain. That was the last time we talked to Ken Lennox. He's a fifth-generation cattle rancher in Rolla, Missouri, without, the last time we checked in, enough hay to feed his cows, thanks to the drought. So we got him back on the phone. Mr. Lennox, it's good to speak to you again.
Good to hear from you.
Well, first things first, I guess, how's the weather? Are you getting any rain?
Well, we are. We're getting good. Several nice little rains, and they're spaced out just about right, and everything's doing good.
So you're growing hay, you're growing grass.
The grass is almost jumping out of the ground. It's growing so fast. I've never seen it grow this way. It's kind of like it was pent up. But yeah, we even mowed some hay yesterday, and everything looks so much greener. It's really great.
Wow. Now remind me, you're going to mow that hay, you're going to put it up and use that for the wintertime, right?
That's correct.
Now,
yes.
Do you have enough hay to get you through a Missouri winter?
No, not near enough.
Aha. Uh-huh. Yeah, so are the cattle going to be able to keep the weight on, right? Because we talked about that last time, how these cows, they're getting thin, basically.
Well, they're thinner than normal going on the average. They are not as good a shape as they would be normally, but they'll make it. We'll just have to feed more hay for a longer period of time.
All this is costing you money, I imagine.
Yeah. Yeah, you said that right. It's definitely costing us money. I've sold cattle that I would not have normally sold.
Now, how much do you get for a cow? Is that even a way to measure it? I don't even know.
Well, basically, we got close to $1,000 a head for our calves this last year. Hmm. So, you know, it's not a bad price. It's a good price. But if you have to spend most of that money you got from them to keep yourself through the winter, it doesn't come out too good.
Right. No, of course. Are you hopeful now about the wintertime and the end of this drought and maybe making it through to next spring?
Yes, I feel a lot better. The grass that has grown will not get me as far into the wintertime on grass as normal would be, but it's going to get me a lot further than I thought it would have been a month ago or so. We're in so much better shape, our moods. In fact, I don't know whether you can hear it in the background, my man that works for me is mowing my grass. And that's the first time that's happened in I don't know when, weeks.
That's great. Ken Lennox, he's our rancher out in Rolla, Missouri. Mr. Lennox, thanks a lot. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
All right, be good.